Katie's Halloween Aunt. Hello, this is Natasha, and I'm dropping by with a Halloween story about our own Katie the Witch. I was just wondering, do you have any relatives that make you feel, well, just a bit embarrassed? You know, perhaps they dress in bad taste, or dance terribly at parties, or make awful jokes. Well, Katie has a relative a bit like that. Her name is Great Aunt Chloe, and in this story you will hear what happens when she comes to stay. And there is a special pumpkin song and dance you can do if you listen carefully. The trees were turning golden brown, the squirrels were busy burying conkers in the park, and the witches were getting ready for Halloween. For Katie's mum, this was the busiest time of the year in her shop called the Magic Lantern. If you wanted to be a classy witch or a snazzy goblin, the Magic Lantern was the place to come and browse for a costume. Katie helped her mum cut out pumpkins at night when the shop was closed. The door was guarded by the ghoulish, glowing faces. In the day, it was packed with mums and kids stocking up for Halloween. Many of them were from Katie's school, which was holding a Halloween ball. Jenny's mum came into the shop to buy some Halloween lights, and as she was paying, she said to Katie's mum, "Of course, your daughter doesn't have to dress up for the Halloween ball. She can just go as herself." And Katie's mum fumed, because she didn't think that that remark was meant as a compliment. In fact, Halloween was far from Katie's favourite time of year. It was the time when nobody would let her forget that she was a witch. Even her best friend Isis asked her, "Katie, what do witches actually do for Halloween? I mean, they don't really fly around on broomsticks, right?" And Katie replied, "Don't be silly, of course they don't." But actually, that wasn't strictly true. Katie knew at least one witch who liked to take her broomstick for a spin on Halloween. And unfortunately, that person was her great aunt, Chloe. Great Aunt Chloe was the sister of Katie's grandma, but she was a very different sort of person. Grandma was extremely polite and proper. Aunt Chloe, as everyone in the family knew, had been a bit of a wild witch in her youth. She had been the first person to fly around the world on a broomstick. And she had been a member of the Red Sticks, a team of witches that did formation, broom flying and death-defying stunts, like loop the loop and vertical takeoff. And although these days she did not do so much flying, she still liked to keep up the tradition on Halloween. People had said that she had been extremely beautiful back in the old days, and still she was, in a witchy sort of way. And although it was good that she was proud of her magical heritage, it could also be a bit embarrassing for Katie and her mum, who preferred to keep that sort of thing a bit hush-hush. Aunt Chloe had invited herself to come and stay, and the time she had picked for her visit was the Halloween weekend. Katie lay awake at night, hoping that her great aunt would not do anything too embarrassing. But she knew that she probably would. The school's Halloween ball went off just fine for Katie. One or two people, like Jenny and Jake, were nagging her to pull off a magic stunt or two. But most people said just how pretty she looked in her costume. She was wearing a blue and yellow kaftan, with lots of magical signs embroidered on the collar and cuffs. There was nothing too witchy about it at all. And everyone loved the pumpkin dance that she performed with Isis. This is how they did the pumpkin dance, to the song Don't Be Scared of Halloween. Firstly, they held their hands out to the side with pumpkins in their palms, like weighing scales. And they tilted at the waist. They did a tap step from left to right. Then they moved their shoulders up and down. They did a full turn and swiveled their pumpkin hands. For the verse beginning, witches love to swoop on sticks, they imagined they were flying forward on broomsticks, flinging sweets from left to right with flicking actions of their hands. Later on, when it was dark, the streets were full of excited kids going trick or treating. The little ones were all sugared up on sweets and shrieking like demons. The older ones tried to help their parents keep the smaller ones in check. On the doorsteps of people's houses, the kids screamed, "Trick or treat!" And if the people were nice, they gave them sweets. But Katie and Isis collected the best haul of sweets because they charmed everyone with their pumpkin dance. Great Aunt Chloe came along with Katie and her mum. She was wearing a black cloak and a pointed hat with red magical writing in it. Her eyes were covered with a mask, and she carried her broomstick in her hand. And although she blended into the general melee of weirdly dressed people, Katie could not help feeling anxious that she might do something just a bit embarrassing. Two small kids ran past, chanting, "Katie is a witch! Katie is a witch!" And Aunt Chloe said, "I don't think that's very nice." "Oh, I take no notice of little brats like them," said Katie. "They're only small, and besides, they've scuffed too many sweets." Aunt Chloe dismissed them with a shrug. But then one of the kids turned around and threw something at Katie. Isis shrieked, and Katie said, "Ugh, what's that?" It was a goo bomb, a new kind of nasty toy that exploded with gooey green slime. Poor Katie was covered in it, and her hair was all sticky. "Ha ha! Look at the ugly, slimy witch!" shouted the kids. But they weren't so amused when Aunt Chloe raised her arm and pointed a lengthy index finger at them. "No! Don't, Aunt Chloe, please!" pleaded Katie. But her great Aunt Chloe wasn't listening. A green beam shot out of her finger and zapped first one and then the other kid. They both staggered backwards and sat down on a doorstep. And when they tried to stand up, they couldn't. They were stuck there. "That will teach you to mess with a witch. You can stay on the naughty step until I release you, which might be sometime next week, if I am in a good mood. But on the other hand, I might just fly home and forget all about you." Both the children started to cry, and their mothers rushed over and tried to help them to stand. But try as they might, they couldn't. People were staring at Aunt Chloe and Katie and her mum, and accusations were starting to fly around. "What have you done to our children?" demanded one of the mums. And Aunt Chloe said, "I haven't done anything. They're just naughty children. They threw goo all over my niece." Katie was so embarrassed. She wished that the road would open up and swallow her. Then she remembered she shouldn't wish too hard for anything like that because, after all, she was a witch, and it could actually happen. Katie's mum pulled Chloe away from the crowd. "Please, Aunt Chloe, release them at once." "In my day, children knew how to behave," retorted Chloe. "But if you don't let them go now, there will be a terrible scene, and people will boycott my shop and bully Katie at school." "Oh, all right then," sighed Chloe. And she muttered the spell to unglue the two terrors from the step. The naughty kids were able to stand. There were parents hugging them. Nobody was quite sure what had happened, but a few people suspected. Katie was fuming with her aunt as they walked home with a bucket full of sweets. "It's just awful," she thought. "Now all the teasing and taunting about my family of witches is going to start all over again." She was glum when they got home and went straight upstairs to sulk on her bed. Her cat Solomon wasn't there. "I wish he hadn't gone out tonight," thought Katie. "There'll be fireworks, and they might scare the life out of him." Soon she heard some cracks and bangs in the sky. "Oh dear! Poor Solomon!" she thought. And then she heard a loud screech like a rocket going off. Only it wasn't quite like a rocket. It was more like a cat. "Oh no!" exclaimed Katie, and she ran out into the garden. The sound was coming from somewhere up on the roof. She looked up and saw not Solomon, but Great Aunt Chloe standing astride her broomstick on the tiles. A stream of red stars was pouring out of the back of her stick, and she was waving her hat and screeching for all she was worth. Then she and her broomstick shot up into the sky, not quite vertically, but almost. "Fizz-shwoo!" went the broomstick, still pouring out stars like a firework. And she looped the loop, just like back in the old days. "Wow, that's cool flying," thought Katie. "But I really hope the neighbours don't see, or if they do, that they think she's a rocket." Chloe was writing twirly patterns of stars in the sky, and Katie was sure that lots of people must have noticed. She heard oohs and ahs. "Ooh, ah," from the next door garden. And then she ran through the house and out the front door and found that a small crowd of people were standing in the street, gazing up at the magical display.
"That's some firework," said a bald man.
"Impressive," said a woman. "Did it come from the back garden?" But a little boy said something that Katie didn't want to hear. "That's not a firework. Fireworks don't go on for a long time like that." "Look, it's a witch." His mother ticked him off. "Don't be silly. Witches only exist in books." But his sister shouted, "Yippee! I've seen a real-life witch!" "Oh, yikes!" thought Katie. "I'll never live this down." The bald man started taking pictures with his mobile phone.
"I'll put these on Facebook," he said.
"No, better. I'll take a movie and send it to the TV station. Witches fly on Halloween. They'll pay good money for pictures like these."
But then the broomstick started to swoop back down from the moonlit sky. It was coming down really fast and very steeply, and Katie wondered how her great aunt managed to hang on, especially at her age. But then she wasn't hanging on anymore. She slid off the stick and was dangling by one arm. Katie put her hands to her face. "I can't bear to look any more," she said. But through a chink in her fingers, she saw her great aunt come tumbling off her stick and fall down somewhere into the park. Katie screamed.
"Ah, that's my aunt!"
And people stared at her. She was too alarmed to care. She was running down the road to the entrance to the park. The gate was locked, but she managed to vault over it with a quick little weight-defying spell that made her bound like she was on the moon. She wasn't quite sure where her aunt had landed, but she must have broken every bone in her body. Then, as she got near the lake, she had another fright. A weird creature was wading through the water. Katie froze. Could it be? She thought. Some kind of ghoul that wakes up on Halloween. But, of course, it wasn't a ghoul. It was her aunt who had landed in the pond.
"Yee-hee!"
she called.
"Did you see me fly, Katie? Just like the old days. Only, I seem to have broken my broom.
Pity. I've had that one since way back when. They don't make them like that anymore." The next day, Isis sent Katie a link to a video on YouTube. It showed a Halloween witch flying over the rooftops amid the fireworks and crashing. Only most of the comments were agreed on one thing. "Nice fake." Which is one of the good things about magic. If people don't believe in it, they will think it's just trickery when they see it. When Katie got to school on Monday, nobody was teasing her. Emma even said, "I wish I had a great aunt like yours. She was really cool in her costume. All my relatives are so boring. They're just embarrassing." At first, Katie thought, "If only my relatives were boring, I'd be so glad." And then she realised, yes, people are often a bit embarrassed about their family. But usually there is no need, because other people see them quite differently. But all the same, she was glad that Halloween was over and that her great aunt Chloe had flown home safely on a new broomstick that couldn't go nearly as fast as the old one. And that was the story of Katie's Halloween aunt. Before I go, I'd like to let you know that Story Nori is now putting books on Kindle, to see if people would like to read our stories that way. And Story Nori has a new Katie song out. It's all about Katie and it's called "Don't Be Scared of Halloween." And there are some actions to a special pumpkin dance you can do along with it. So do go to storynori.com where you can download the MP3 for free. For now, from me, Natasha, bye-bye.